You go home, Carolyn Fatigue.
Yes, hi, I'm calling now. Are you the supervisor of Abigail?
Yes, I am. How can I help?
Well, hi, this is Kiana Nixon. I'm about to have your home health care service. And I just got off the phone with Abigail and had a conversation that I did not like at all. And I asked for her supervisor, and I had to call her back 2 times for her to just give me your number. I don't want to talk to Abigail. I don't want her calling me, and I would like somebody else to handle this case or whatever's going on. She's very, very. I can't believe she just spoke to me the way she spoke to me and then talked to me like I was a child, like I was supposed to kick her ass. Like, lady, I feel like she's getting irritated and irate with me because you have a shitty-ass phone service or shitty-ass reception. You keep asking me the same questions over and over again. Anybody is going to get irritated. You keep asking them the same questions over and over again, and then every 30 seconds, you ask me, can I repeat myself? I'm on a shitload of medication. I am bipolar. I have anxiety. I just took my medicine. It's like I can't be flared up like this. I can't deal with the Abigail. And I do want to continue with your service, but whoever this Abigail woman is, I do not need her calling me or texting me. She stresses me out and flares my anxiety up bad.
Okay.
I don't like how she talks. I don't appreciate how she talks.
Okay.
I'm not a child. I'm a grown-ass 48-year-old woman. She's not going to talk down to me like I'm a child.
Okay. Would you like another coordinator?
Yes, I would.
Okay. No problem. I can reassign the case. That's no trouble at all. I'm going to give you
Will this delay anything? Because the only thing that we got done today, well, I don't even know if it got done. She said something about a hard track or a rough track or something, whatever.
Yeah,
that has to get sent to the guy. I need to know if she's going to go through with that because the conversation got so nasty.
What was it about?
Okay. Because she kept asking me over and over again about my income. If I said 5 times I don't have no income, that's just what I mean. What do you, no matter how you ask me, how many different ways you ask me, no income means no income. It's like she wouldn't take no for an answer and just kept asking me over and over in all these different ways. What do you want me to say?
Asked
me, well, do I get money for? No, stop asking me my business. I'm telling you. First time you asked me and I answered, that should have been enough. I don't have to lie. Y'all can look into this. I received no money. I hope it's food stamps. That's it.
Food stamps. Uh-huh. Understood. Okay. So I'll definitely have it reassessed.
Okay. Will this delay anything?
No, it should not delay anything. The question she was asking you is just because we need to know. With the county assistance office, they're crazy. The way they work is if you tell them, oh, I don't have an income, they'll say, so how do you support yourself? Who pays for your groceries? Who pays for this? Who pays for that? And the reason she was asking
who
is when
pays
we
for
write
my groceries?
For your groceries.
You
live with your daughter?
Yes.
Okay. So that's all she needed to know. I'm going to reassign the case, though, if it doesn't work out between the two of you. That's no problem at all. I'll have it reassigned to a coordinator. I have somebody who actually works very quickly, and it's a one-time question. You know, some people prefer somebody who speaks slower and, you know, is a little bit more detailed, but I think this other coordinator will work well with you, and you let me know if you have any trouble, okay?
Thank you so much, ma'am. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, and I'll make sure the letter gets submitted, okay?
Thank you so much, ma'am.
No problem.
Bye-bye, ma'am.
Bye-bye.